Amen. Let's all stand, if you would. Let's just bow our heads as we open the service. Lord and Savior, we're so thankful once again to gather together, Lord. Lord, and thankful also, Lord, that desire is in our heart to come. Lord, to gather with the saints of like precious faith. Lord, to rejoice in you and to praise you for your goodness and mercy in our lives. Lord, and I know all together, Lord, mostly is to hear you speak to us. Father, we may take the word that comes forth and, Lord, measure ourselves by the word of God. See where we might be shorter. See, Lord, where we can draw closer to thee. Father, for that's what we've come, Lord. The hour is so late. Father, may you just grant us mercy, Lord. Grant us revelation of what you have for us tonight. Oh, God, Lord, and come quickly is our prayer, Father. Lord, this world is getting so, Lord, so, oh, Father, the words just fail me. But, Lord, long to go home to be with you, Lord. Father, where there'll be peace on every hand. Looking forward to that day, Lord. Pray that you would bless each and every one, Lord. May your perfect will be done in everything. We ask this in your precious, lovely name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Praise his name. Amen. You truly love him, don't you? Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. So thankful what he's done for us. Hallelujah. Page 52 of our big books here. And he brought me out. Amen. My heart was distressed. He heard my cry, saints. My heart was distressed, neath Jehovah's dread frown. And low in the pit where my sins dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the deep, miry clay, who tenderly brought me out to golden day. Oh, he of the miry clay, he set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today, a song. Amen. Sing that chorus again. Oh, he brought me out. Amen. Oh, he set my feet on the rock. Day. He put a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. Oh, he placed me upon the strong rock by his side. My steps were established and here I'll abide. No danger of falling while here I remain. But stand by his grace unto the crown. Amen. Oh, he brought me out. Oh, he set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. Oh, he gave me a song. 'Twas a new song of praise. My day and my night is sweet note I will raise. My heart's overflowing. I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. Oh, he brought me out. Amen. Oh, he set my feet on the rock. A song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah, amen. Oh, I'll sing of his wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise him till all men his goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad, till many shall hear the truth and trust, amen. Oh, he brought me out. Oh, he set my feet on the rock.
song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. As he brought you out. Amen. He's so wonderful. Hallelujah. Set your feet on the rock of revelation to stand. Amen. Oh, he's so wonderful, saints. Oh, without him, where would we be? Amen. His grace. Hallelujah. Oh, he's so wonderful. You can be seated. Page 249. I am determined.
Oh, yes. By his grace.
I am determined to hold out to the end.
When I first found Jesus, something o'er me rolled. Like lightning it went through me, and glory filled my soul. Salvation made me happy, and took my fears away. And when I meet old Satan, to him I always say, oh, I am determined to hold out to the end. Jesus is with me, on him I can depend. And I know I have salvation, for I feel it in my soul. I am determined to hold out to the end. Satan was so angry, he said he'd soon be back. But let the path get narrow, and he will lose the track. Yes, I'm so full of glory, my Lord I always find. And I just say to Satan, oh man, get thee behind. Oh, I am determined to hold out to the end. Jesus is with me, on him I can depend. And I know I have salvation, for I feel it in my soul. I am determined to hold out to the end. Oh, this old-time religion, it makes me sometimes shout. I don't have time to gossip, nor any time to pout. They say that I'm too noisy, oh, but with these blessings flow, I shout, oh, hallelujah, I want the world to know. Oh, I am determined to hold out to the end. Jesus is with me. I know I have salvation, for I feel it in my soul. I am determined to hold out to the end. Oh, when I hear the trumpet sounding in the sky, and see the mountains trembling, to heaven I will fly. For Jesus will be calling, there'll be no time to mend. With joy I'll go up singing, I've held out to the end. Oh, I am determined to hold out to the end. Jesus is with me, on him I can depend. And I know I have salvation, for I feel it in my soul. I am determined.
Amen. Are you determined?
Oh, I am determined to hold out to the end. Oh, Jesus is with me, on him I can depend. And I know I have salvation, for I feel it in my soul. I am determined to hold out to the end.
Amen. Oh, I'm determined, saints. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. You have that real determination, saints. You know that's that G that lays within. Amen. Man can't do that in his own. Amen. Right there, next page. I have found the way.
Amen.
256. I have found the way that leads to that endless day. Amen.
I have found the way that leads to endless day. Yonder in the glory land. And the road is bright, for Jesus is the light. And I hold his guiding hand. Oh, I have found a way. I have found a way. Glory, hallelujah. I have found a way. Oh, I will never Jesus is so near, I will bravely meet the foe. Happy songs I sing in honor to the King and to glory. Golden gate of the soul eternal. Oh, I have found the way. I have found the way. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, I.
Thank you, Father. Amen. Oh, saints, it's a wonderful day. You can say, I found the way. Amen. He's so precious. I hope it may not even seem like it runs with the songs, but on page 214, I'd like to sing this little chorus. Just, the windows of heaven are open. If you found the way. Amen. Amen. That's so precious, saints, because they're open all the time. Anytime you feel low, you feel drained, just open your heart, raise your hands, praise Him. Amen. He'll fill us up.
The windows of heaven are open. Oh, the blessings are falling tonight. Oh, there's joy. And He gave me all of Pure life. I'm feasting today on the manna, and that's why I'm happy. Hey, oh, the windows of heaven are open. Oh, the blessings are falling tonight. Oh, there's joy, joy, joy in my heart, for Jesus makes everything right. Oh, yeah. Oh, I gave Him my whole tattered garment, and He gave me all of Pure life. I'm feasting today on the manna, and that's why I'm happy tonight.
Isn't He wonderful? Oh, God, I love You, Lord Jesus. Lord, I want to worship.
Oh, there's joy, joy, joy in my heart, for Jesus makes everything right. I gave Him my old tattered garment, and He gave me a robe of Pure life. I'm feasting today on the manna, and that's why I'm happy tonight.
Wonderful. Lord, truly You're so precious to me.
I love you and thank you, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, saints. Why wouldn't we want to serve him? Amen. Give him our whole life. Oh, he's so precious. Amen. I love that line. I gave him an old tattered garment. And in exchange, he gave me a robe of pure white. Amen. Why wouldn't we love him? Amen. Why wouldn't we serve him? Amen. You may be seated. Praise his name. Brother Amos, would you like to take the offering? Precious Jesus. That's the blessing on, if you would, brother.
Precious Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for the grace and mercy of
Jesus. Yes,
Lord. It's just so wonderful, Lord. It just seems so amazing, Lord, all you've done for us. We just want to thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise and the glory.
Yes.
We pray you have your full preeminence, Lord, in the hearing of this service.
Yes.
And we've done all things, Lord.
Grant it,
Lord. Ask you, Lord, to bless this offering. Use it for the upbuilding of thy kingdom.
Amen. Let's sing a little chorus. Heavenly Father, I appreciate him for what he's done.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you.
Amen. Truly, Lord, we appreciate you. Praise his name. All right. How many have a request on your heart you'd like to make known to him? Amen. Brother Jim, would you take the request?
Lord, we want to thank you again. I've been such a precious honor.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Your precious word. Same praises unto you, Lord, and give you glory. Lord, we just ask.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, we just ask now the ones who couldn't be here, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Just bless them.
Yes.
Have your way in their lives as well as in ours.
Bless them, Jesus.
Grant it now in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise his holy name. You may be seated. Amen. Do you have another song to that, Karen? Ask if you come.
We all know we're living in the last days. We can see the perilous times we're in. Everywhere there's wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes. People are running scared, yet living in sin. The hours of each day are growing shorter. God's clock is ticking the last few minutes away. The appearing of the Lord is drawing closer. How does our lives measure up today? That's why I pray for a greater revelation. I cry for grace that I won't come up short. In my heart I'm crying out to be that overcomer. Every day I'm praying for strength to endure. It feels like something's just about to happen. You can feel the tension in the air. The Spirit of the Lord is crying out, draw closer. Leave behind this old world and its cares. There's no time for flesh or entertainment. We're waiting for the promise of the age. We know it's now time for confirmation. How does our lives measure up today? That's why I pray for a greater revelation. I cry for grace that I won't come up short. In my heart I'm crying out to be that overcomer. Every day I'm praying for strength to endure.
Amen. I guess for grace, you have a song tonight. Praise his name. Ask you to come.
For a phrase, but there is only one word to say. nothing you could do to deserve it. God's amazing favor is the only reason you say.
Precious grace. Amen. Let us all stand. And we're going to ask Brother Timothy to come deliver what the Lord's laid on his heart this evening. Amen. You hungry for the word? Amen. I am. Every time the word comes forth, I'm hungry for it. Again, as I said many times, I'm open, Lord. Here am I. Speak to me. Amen. Just if there's anything short, Lord, reveal it to me. Amen. Make it plain that I may see and overcome. Amen. Because it's grace. Amazing grace, what he's done for us. Amen. Let's just sing a little chorus, Only Believe, as we ask Brother Timothy to come this evening. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible.
Precious Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, we are so thankful, Lord, for the opportunity to be here this evening. And Lord, we're so thankful by grace to see we're a part of that blood-washed throne, Lord. Lord, and to see your mercy in our lives and grace that you've ever present. And Lord, to see that down in our hearts, Lord, there's a drive and a push, Lord, a desire burning, oh God, to not be satisfied, Lord, till we see everything that you proclaimed in your word that would be in our lives, Hallelujah. Lord, to be living. Amen. Lord, do we see every action come under subjection to that word, Lord, till every move we make be Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to yield ourselves greater unto you, Lord, and as we've gathered here this evening, Lord, and as I endeavor to bring something, Lord, to help your people, to edify your body, Lord, I just ask that your will would be done. Lord, you would speak those things that you would have. For Lord, it's to your glory and to your honor. Lord, that you would receive all the praise that's due you, Lord. And Father, we love you tonight. And we thank you for all everything that you've done. Lord, thank you is such a small word to say, Lord, for all that you have done for us. But Lord, we appreciate it. And we just ask that your will would be done in the remainder of this service. And we ask all these things in the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Son of Man, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh my, don't you love him? Amen. Oh, he's so precious. Just raise your hands and sing that little chorus to him. I love him. Amen. Mean it from the bottoms of your heart. Blessed people. That little bride, wherever she may be gathered tonight, all over this earth, she's a blessed people. To have the love of Jesus Christ burning in her heart, and to realize that by grace, before this world was ever formed, God seen us in His mind. Oh, and seeing that tonight and this year, He could look down through, just think how down through time He looked and saw your face and knew you'd be here. Brother Branham said he knew exactly what you'd look like. And oh, and he placed that little seed of God down on the inside that in due season it would come to life and bring forth what God wanted in this hour. My, we're so privileged. Amen. Hallelujah. While you're still standing, amen, there's a lot of different things on my heart, and I'm not sure which direction to go, but hallelujah. Let's just turn over here to the first chapter of John and just read this for a scripture reading tonight. The first chapter of the book of John and the 12th and 13th verse. Amen. Hallelujah. He's so precious. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Amen. May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of His word. You may be seated. You know, I got several things here we could minister on, but we may just exhort a little bit tonight. You know, I got to hear thinking, we're just here to the praise of His glory. That's our whole purpose in being here, is that He would receive glory through everything that He does. Through us. Not what we're going to do. Not what I'm going to do. But what He will do through me. Amen. And it's only by His grace and His mercy when we can see that life and see this word take a hold and take a root.
Amen.
You know, as we can each one look at our lives, and maybe some of us was born and never been to a church. And maybe didn't have Christian parents. Or maybe we had Christian parents but didn't really, they was in something else. But as you begin to grow up and you start up through your life and you look, and all of a sudden, for some reason, there's something on the inside that just begins to draw, begins to pull.
Yes.
Maybe you're born in a message church. Maybe you're born in any kind of a church and you're raised up and you know what's right. But as you begin into a teenage years and start to kind of become your own self, the things of the world look great and they look better than the things of God. And maybe you drift away. Because just because you're born and raised in a message church doesn't mean you've got salvation.
Amen.
That don't mean you've been born again. That don't mean you've got any claim to God's word. But oh, but there's been several. You know, I was raised in a message church, come up through, never left the church. But oh, I lived many years as a hypocrite. But oh, one day God, that calling becomes so great that I knew there was more than what I had. Amen. And each one of us has reached that stage in our life where what I've got ain't good enough.
Amen.
There's something more for me.
Amen.
And you begin to cry out and you begin to see that seeking in your life. And you may have to go through all kinds of obstacles and courses. But that drawing on the inside that come from God. Because
yes.
He said, no man can come unto me, but it be given him of my Father. But oh, that drawing He placed down on the inside begins to draw. And this old body can't help but begin to follow.
Amen.
And oh my, you come to that place where God finally got you in the right condition.
Amen.
And give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the new birth and begin to change your life. And you begin to see that overcoming take place in your life.
Amen.
And maybe you begin to grow as calves in the stalls. Our pastor has brought it out and it's in the scripture here. And you see that word beginning to come into your life and you see it taken over.
Yes.
And you may go on for years and just continue to grow. And then all of a sudden you may come to a spot where it just seems like, Lord, something's still missing. Lord, what's happened? Lord, it seems like I've reached a stalemate, Lord. And then you go to prayer again and maybe God turns your path. Son, I've got something over here for you. You just follow me. And my, you know, sometimes it's not easy to follow that leading of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it's hard on flesh. Sometimes it's sacrifices that have to be made. But oh my, the end result is wondrous. Because God's got an endless supply for those that will follow him. You know, I think of Abraham when he started out. And here he dwelt with all of his family, his father, and all the ones he dwelt with there in the land. And God said, come out. I got something for you. And then out through the desert with Lot he went. But then God said, oh, nope, I need you alone. You leave them and come on. I got something for you. And Abraham followed. Oh my, and look what the reward that God gave him. My, he was so precious to us. But oh, you know, we're just living in such a time, such an age where God is just moving. The Spirit of God is moving on. As the sisters sang, we're on that brink. As our brother mentioned, the brink of eternity. We're standing at the door to the coming of the Lord. We are standing in the time that's been prophesied down through the ages that was to come. The Scriptures have spoken and cried out, it's coming. It's coming. Don't fall asleep. Don't be caught sleeping when that moment arises. But rise and shake yourself and be ready and in the harness. You know, and as we live, we see many people in this day and in this age that they attend services maybe 3-4 times a week. They're at church every time the door's open. But down inside, they don't have a true desire to see the Word of God manifested through their life. They're content to be a churchgoer. They're content to be a follower of the message, content to be whatever. But oh, God's got a chosen people all over this earth. Because he said he would not leave himself without a witness. And they're scattered all through this land. And God is living and indwelling himself in the people. To bring about that his word would come to life. That he said he would have a bride that would not fall. That every plan of predestination that he put into order from the time that he predestinated and caused Eve to fall in the garden and the man to fall from grace. And to fall and have to leave the garden. And then God made a way. All through his plan, all through them old prophets. Look at all he had to do up through time. The Scriptures declaring that masterpiece was coming. Jesus Christ was going to come on the scene, and then he'd come on the scene, and there he was, the perfect plan of God. God himself dwelled in a house of flesh and hung on a cross and paid the price for my and your sins, that blood would hang there today for me and you and for as many as the Lord our God shall call till he appears on the face of this earth. That blood is still there for anyone that will take the prescription out of this Bible and repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. It's there for them, and they shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That promise is not dead and it's not void. It's still there for those that wish to partake of that. But my saints and all the other promises didn't fall off either. They're all still right there. Jesus, when he could look back through the Scriptures and he could see the Word declared what he would do. And he could line his life up. He knew he was that anointed. The Word spoke of who he was. It showed his actions. The works that he was doing was declaring. Them Scriptures was declaring that he was the one. And some couldn't see it. Some that was so educated in the Scripture. Some that had the Word, the priest, and the different ones. The Jews, they had it all laid out in front of them. And they tell us plainly if you be the Christ. Tell us plainly. But a little ill, cute woman at the well, all he had to say was, go get your husband. All he had to do was discern the thoughts of her heart. And she said, I know when the Messiah cometh, he'll do these things. And that's why it is with the Word. All this Word is declared, the age and the day that we're living in. God sent a prophet to bring the Word for this day and this hour. And my, he declared, it's been 40-some years since he was here. And God took him off the scene, and many's lost their zeal. Many's lost their get up and go. Some said, oh, he had to have been wrong because the Lord didn't come in 77. And some thought he had to be wrong because the Lord didn't come at a later date than that. But, oh, God is not slack concerning his promise. Oh, my saints, he is coming. Oh, for a people that he has prepared himself. Hallelujah. Hey, man, let me see here. John the 14th chapter. I'll try not to hold you very long, but hey, man, we just going to read John the 14th chapter here and just draw out a few points. As he says here, let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto me, unto the Father, but by me. And if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. And Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long with you, and yet thou hast not seen me? Thou hast not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, and he doeth the works. Yeah. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Amen. Yeah. And we realize here these men had not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost yet. They didn't have that Holy Ghost leadership on the inside. They didn't have that comforter that was to come. Oh my. Amen. But you know, they was wondering. They was curious. What of this? How can it be? In the human mind, that's the way it is before you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you'll fight and you struggle with the Word of God. How can he be a? How could Brother Branham be a prophet? How could he have brought the Word? How could that be God speaking through a man in this day? How could all of these things be but one time get in the Spirit and take it to God and receive that new birth in the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Get the Comforter on the inside, not on just the outside of the house of this flesh, but get him down on the inside and watch that Word begin to unfold to you and watch it bring about a work in your life. Hallelujah. As he says here, he's 12th verse going on, he says, Verily, verily, I say unto you that he believeth on me and the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. Amen. And that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And if ye love me, keep my commandments. Amen. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. Just remember, this is Jesus speaking. He's speaking to you. He was speaking here to them. But this has to be personal to each one of us. These scriptures, this Bible is a personal revelation to me, to you. It's not a private interpretation. This is God speaking to each individual. If you love me, keep my commandments. Bottom line right there, that's where it starts. If you love me, obey me and do everything that I tell you to do. And then watch what he says he'll do. As he says, and dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Oh, mine are so many in the land today that's scared. They're scared for their life. They're scared of all that's happening in the world. And they're scared of everything that's taking place. And they don't see that the very word they claim to believe, their redemption, is drawing nigh. The signs of the time are here. But they don't have that comforter on the inside that's saying, peace, shalom, it's almost over. This time that's been coming is here upon us. But old Jesus, on that day of Pentecost, when he said, I will come to you, when he died and resurrected on that third day, and he come back in the form of the Holy Ghost and separated himself in tongues of fire and placed a piece of that in each individual. Amen. Give a portion of himself back unto that bride. Why? And lit that fire, and it's been burning every since through every age. Every age that fire has never went out, but it's burned steadily all the way down through. Even in those shades where Brother Branham drawed it out, and it almost looked like total darkness in this age, but there was a small light still down in the bottom. Was that me and you and ourselves? No, that was Jesus Christ. Through flesh bodies he said he would have in this day. A bride he would have prepared, taken from his bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Hallelujah. As he says here, he says, Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest, or if you look in your middle reference, it says, reveal myself unto him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know, as we, our brother was ministering this morning, and as you can see, that Enoch had this testimony before he was translated. Yes. Not after he was translated, he was all right. No. Before that translation ever took place, he knew he pleased God. He could look at his life and look at what he had been told to obey. And he could see it line up in his life, and he knew he could humbly bow his head and by grace know that he pleased God. Amen. You know, that's a wonderful testimony. But that's a testimony each and every believer can have before God tonight. It was his blood that washed us clean. It was his divine nature that he placed down on the inside. The old man that I once was is gone. Dead, crucified, buried, and gone from here. And by true justification, I can stand here tonight, free from sin, without any doubt, and know that by grace, he is taking over. He is taking my life step by step, and I pray each one of us can see that in our lives, that step by step, we're overcoming. We may fall tomorrow and make a mistake, but by God's grace, is that burning desire to rise above that and to move on, not to stay down in the dirt, not to get depressed because I fell, but say just humbly, Lord, here's my hand, pick me up, Lord, and lead me on. But don't ever, saints, reach a point where you get discouraged if you fall. If you do, you better go to a prayer closet and begin to cry out, because that genuine Holy Ghost on the inside, there's no discouragement. There might be rough roads. There might be rough times come and go. But it'll hold through every storm. It is an anchor in the top of a rock. And it'll hold through all things, saints. It'll never let loose. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me see here. I had a... Oh, he's been so good to us, saints. And when you can see by grace, it's all of him. It was nothing. You done nothing we could ever do to deserve it from the beginning to the end. It was him all the way to the praise of his glory. All of his praise. Well, amen. Yeah, we'll get there. Let me read this. This was in perfect faith, and I forgot to write down the year that was preached, but it was paragraph 70. And he says, knowing who he was, without a shadow of a doubt, he knew he was the Son of God. And he knew it, for the Word identified. The Word of God identified who he was. And he said, if I do not the works of my Father, then don't believe me. If I don't do them works, don't believe me. But if I do, then believe the works, for they are the manifested Word promised. Oh, if you could just wake up to that a minute. You see, the Word itself identified him, who he was. And he said, who can condemn me of sin? In other words, who can show me that my life and my work don't fulfill exactly what the Messiah should do? And nobody could say nothing, for he was. And then he had faith to believe then that whatever he said, it would happen. And then he turned around and he said, the works that I do shall you also. A little while and the world seeth me no more, yet you shall, because I'll be with you, even in you. Take no thought of what you shall say, for it's not you that speaks. It's thy Father that dwelleth in you. He is the one that does the speaking. And it's not me, it's the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the work. See what I mean? Paragraph 74. For the Word identified and identified himself what he was. The same Word identifies us. If a man loves me, he'll keep my commandments. And if he says he loves me and keeps not my commandments, that's all of him. He's a liar and the truth's not even in him. You say, well, I don't believe all. Well, then you're just an unbeliever. That's all. If the Bible said so, that makes it right and that settles it eternally. Amen. What the Bible said is truth. And notice where he said to us, if ye abide in me and my word in you, St. John 15. If ye abide in me. Amen. I had it. Yeah. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. And herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Amen. My saints. Hallelujah. That same word that identified who he was will identify who his bride is. Amen. Why? Because he said here in the rising of the sun, paragraph 111, this was preached April 1865, he says, and he, as he being the groom, the bride has to come forth because it's part of him. And it can only be the manifestation of the fulfilling of all the revelations any others has spoke of that bride. And it can only manifest if it does something different from the groom. It isn't the bride, because she is flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, life of his life, power of his power. She is in him. A man and a woman are one, and a woman taken from his side, she has taken a spirit, that venomous spirit from him. And the flesh from his side made both the mechanics and the dynamics, the wife, the spirit of him and the flesh of him, put it together and made the mechanics and the dynamics that'll move that church. Amen.
Amen.
Saints, this, it's our lives are declaring now. We can have that assurance. We can have that testimony, just as Enoch had. My works are bearing forth that by God's grace he has imparted unto my heart revelation, yes, understanding of his word, from the way I live, from the way I talk, to the things I do and the places I go and see. That word is taking control of our lives.
Amen.
And it's become an absolute, saints. It becomes a point where this is all. This is everything. That's what it means when whatever said here or whatever Brother Branham said, when the word of the Lord spoke through Brother Branham and came, that's it. That's the final answer. I don't need someone else to argue and to fuss. Just take what he said. Here's the word.
Amen.
Lord, let it be to me according to thy will.
Yes.
And let it take its perfect work. And you know, Brother Branham made this quote here in, hallelujah. And the trumpet gives an uncertain sound. And I got a kick out of this. Amen. And you know, but it's powerful, saints. If the little bride all over the earth could really lay a hold of God's word with such a reality, that what he said, he is more than able to perform.
Amen.
Everything that he promised that you could have is yours. It's paid for. It was
Amen.
Done on
Amen.
When he hung on the cross and said, it's finished. It was
Amen.
Finished.
Amen.
It became yours. That inheritance of yours was then available
yeah.
for your disposal, for your use when he wants to use it through you. But it was for you and placed here. But he's telling us, and the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, preached March 14th, I believe, 63. And he says, paragraph 72, now I want to bring it down a little close to home. See, church life is shook up and uncertain. And that's what Paul was speaking of. See, that's where people, as men, if a trumpet gives an uncertain sound, church life is shook up. The people don't know hardly what to do. They go wandering from church to church, and they try to find out which has the right thing from pillar to post, trying to find what is right. Where is the right doctrine? And one will come around and they can explain it, just almost the very point of their creed is right. And then the first thing you know, they find so much corruption in that until they try another church to see what their creed is, doctrine, oh, all of this. And we find out that we have broken ourselves up then by these things to hundreds of different orders of churches. Now, there's nothing against that. That's just that they can do the other things then that they do. And there's got to be some good come out of it somewhere. But you see, you can't put your confidence in saying, I belong to a Methodist Association of Churches. I'm all right because I belong to the Baptist Association. You can't do that. You can't even do it when you say you belong to the Pentecostal Association of Churches. You can't do that. And I can say today, by the grace of God, that you can say you belong to a message church, and that ain't going to help you out.
Amen.
That don't mean no more.
Amen.
And he says, yet they can't even do it when you say you belong to the Pentecostal Association of Churches. You can't do that. You mustn't do that, because it's not. We find out then when our first Pentecostal Association, the General Council, was set in order, it wasn't very long till they began to break from there and break from here in issues and doctrines. And now just look at it everywhere. See, it goes to show that it's uncertain. And those who trust in organizations alone, it's uncertain. And now you would say, Brother Branham, you're taking us out on a big limb here. You're painting an awful dark picture. I intended to do that, and I wanted to do it. I did it for a purpose, that I might say this. Is there anything certain? Yes. There is one thing that's certain.
Amen.
And oh, I'm so glad that there's one thing you can put your confidence in and be sure that it's right.
Hallelujah.
And oh, when everything else is gone, this will be standing. If you read St. Matthew 24:35, he said, heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall not fall.
Hallelujah.
God has a certain foundation.
Amen.
And then he goes on here to talk about this little old black fella. And I want you to listen to the burning in this little fella's heart. And I pray maybe it'll strike our hearts a little greater, maybe to have a little more assurance in what God's done for us. He says, an old fellow said one time, an old darky down south, he packed a Bible and he couldn't read. And they said, why are you packing it for, Sam? He said, it's the Holy Bible. He said, it's written on it. And said, I believe it from cover to cover. Believe the cover also, he said, because it's got Holy Bible wrote on it. And the fellow was talking to him, said, you don't believe all's in it. He said, yes, sir, I sure do. He said, now you mean you'd do anything the Bible said do? And he said, yes, sir. Said, what if the Bible said for Sam to jump through that stone wall there? What would you do? He said, I'd jump. He said, well, now how are you going to get through that stone wall without a hole being there? He said, if the Bible said for Sam to jump, there'd be a hole there when Sam got there. Amen. And that's just the truth, saints. When God said you go do this, or God leads you to do something, you go. The obstacles may look so great. It may look all out of portion. But if you feel the Holy Spirit nudging you saying go, you better go, and God will make the way. It's not what we can do. It's what He's going to do. We're His hands. We're His mouthpieces on this earth, each and individual. What you can do for one here, one there, what it's you as individuals, not all on the preacher. Don't leave it all on the preacher's shoulders. But as individuals before God, the way we live as families, the way as we live as brothers and sisters in Christ, that's our testimony. That's the life that can reach out to someone else and say, hey, they got something I want. I see something real in their life. They've got a foundation. They're not scared. They're not running here and there looking for this, that, and the other. But no, there's a rootedness and a groundness. Why? Because we have found an anchor. We have found something to base our soul on. Something we can hold on to and say, I know. Though all else fail me and everything crumble around me, my house be gone, this earth falling out from under my feet, this word will hold. It'll hold me steadfast. It'll hold me sure. It don't matter how many people come along and try to take away from me. It don't matter who wants to add to it or whatever, but as long as you can hold this to your heart and say, this is what God said, this is what God spoke to my heart, and with a true revelation, a substance burning in your heart, it'll hold through every storm, saints. It'll pull you through and keep you burning for God. Amen. Hallelujah. As he says here, he said there would be a hole there, and the only thing you have to do is take your stand upon God's word. And God will make a way for the rest of it. Oh, that great foundation. Amen. My saints, I tell you, we're so blessed.
Yes, we are.
God has made a way, and it's Him all the way. And just in closing, let's just read Ephesians, the first chapter. Hey, man, you know, it's only by Him that we have grace to stand. Yes. It's only by Him that we found the way. It's only by Him that the windows of heaven are open to me.
Amen.
It's only through Him that He brought me out.
Hallelujah.
And lifted me up and set my feet on a rock to stay.
Amen.
Oh, my saints, and you know, when you can look down and maybe see someone else that you can help lift up out of that. Someone else you can help, or something. Maybe you see a brother that was down. Maybe he hadn't truly found that rock. But then all of a sudden you see a brother come along and he's found what he's looking for. Maybe God dipped that into his heart and you've all had a chance to see it over the years different ways. And maybe you was an instrument that God was able to use to bring someone in. That's a blessing.
Amen.
Just to be able to know. It's not what I did, but it's what God was able to do through each one of us to help someone else.
Yes.
But just read here is this little, and just God is talking to you. Take it personally. Make sure it's a personal thing in your own heart and life. Beginning at the third chapter, the third verse of the first chapter. Blessed be the God of the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, and wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will according to the good pleasure which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather in one thing all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after ye heard the word of truth and the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption, that the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory.
Amen.
Amen. I am a purchased possession.
Amen.
And that's why I must submit myself unto the Lord. I don't have a choice. He gave me a choice one time, and I made that choice to live for Him. And then, oh my,
hallelujah,
by grace we made that choice.
Amen.
Oh, He said He knew by His foreknowledge. He's seen us.
And he knew how we'd act. And by that, he was able to predestinate. And place down inside of us that little gene. Not of anything that we've ever done. As he said, Jacob and Esau, before they were ever born, before they had done anything wrong, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. And you look at the millions of people all over this earth. Millions of people. But oh, God imparted a little special blessing to you. To be able to sit here and to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. To have a desire to raise your hands and to praise Him. To let Him have His way through your life. That He would receive the glory and the honor from it. My, I'm telling you, saints, it just makes you want to fall greater in love with Him. You sisters can come to the instruments. It makes you want to give more up. Give more out to Him. My, saints, I pray that somehow it's encouraged someone, helped someone there a little bit. You know, we've all got different purposes in life. And even as we get up to minister. And you know, sometimes it's nice to... I guess that's why Brother Branham always said, you know, there were so many trying to take his place because they could see all the mighty things God was doing through his ministry. And they wanted his place. And sometimes that's why it gets into the ministry other places. And they see God using a minister over here and they want to be just like him. Oh, I got to do like he's doing. I got to preach like him. No, you can't be but what God made you.
Amen.
And that's all I want to be is what God made me.
Amen.
I ain't a great preacher, but God give me a little bit of a voice to speak a little bit tonight. I've spoke His word, and I just pray that somehow He will do the rest. Because He is the great teacher. He is the comforter that abides forever. Oh my, don't you love Him? Amen. As we ask our brother to come, if you'd like to stand, you can. And sing that little chorus, I Can Feel His Holy Spirit. It's on page 13 in your capstone life books. But you know, saints, I can feel His Holy Spirit. You know, as we gathered in this morning and you could feel it in the worship service. And we feel it every time we get a chance together with brothers and sisters and come under that. And to see God come down and speak to our hearts. It might be correction. It might be something, whatever. It may be uplifting. It may be whatever. But it doesn't matter. If you're in the presence of God, whatever He's got for you, there's something on the inside. Though it may be correction. And though He may have your neck step down in the mud, there's something on the inside that's just crying out, Lord, I love You. Lord, I still love You. Lord, I can feel it. Oh, isn't He wonderful? Amen. Sing that little chorus. I can feel His Holy Spirit dwelling deep within. And sometimes it feels so gentle, and sometimes like a mighty rushing wind. And that same Spirit that raised Jesus up from death, amen, think about it, saints, it shall raise my new body up and take me home someday. Jesus said it is expedient for me to go away, but I'll send you another comforter to guide you from day to day. They'd gone away with my Lord. Amen. On that third day, the
Spirit that raised Jesus up will take me home someday. Amen. I can feel His Holy Spirit sometimes like a mighty rushing wave. That same Spirit that raised Jesus up from death and the grave. Oh my, hallelujah, be up and take me home someday. Oh my, you feel pulling on the inside. Hallelujah. I feel the pulling of that Holy Spirit. I'm so thankful for that draw. Oh my, you ever really think about it? It's mentioned today about no man can come to me except the Father draws him first. Do you realize how blessed we are? Like old blacksmith said yesterday, how blessed we are to be drawn on the inside. What does that draw from him turn into in us? A desire. Amen. Oh my. And then what do? You do what that desire is. Who give you the desire? God Himself. Amen. And I can't help but to think so many times how Brother Branham mentioned about that old chicken down that old barnyard. Yes, it was hatched out under that chicken, you know. Oh my, that old chick was hatched out and it began to look at them other chickens around it. And it was an eagle though, this eagle was. And it looked around, all these little chicks was a scratching and everything. And it just wasn't satisfied, just like you and us. We wasn't satisfied with the way we started out. There was something down on the inside always telling us there's a higher height somewhere. There's something greater for us. There's a God there somewhere. Oh my. And here we was looking at all this scratching going on. And hadn't eaten this old barnyard. And one day, we heard an eagle scream. Oh my, do you remember the first time that you begin to hear that eagle scream? And there was something about it, and how many of you got other natural brothers and sisters that didn't hear that? And they were sitting right beside of you. Again, it's grace. Grace, grace. The grace of God. It may have been your grandpa, grandma, whatever, sit there right in the same place you did. They didn't hear that eagle scream. But something about it, when you heard that eagle scream, there was something on the inside. Oh my, that drawed your attention. Oh my, it didn't draw the attention of them old chicks sitting in that old barnyard, them old chickens. No. The only thing they did, they began to, what? Hide. They were scared. You ever see chickens when a hawk comes by? And that scream comes out? My, they begin to, oh, squawk, 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 cluck, cluck, cluck. They begin to hide for some place to hide. But that little eagle just sat there, oh, oh. My, and here he looks around, all them eagles, or all them chickens is just running for a place to hide. But for some reason, there was something on the inside of us, we wasn't wanting to hide, we was wanting to get where that eagle was. Praise God, I thank God for the scream of that eagle. Amen, they cried out and I heard it by grace. It drawed me, hallelujah. It drawed my wings to open up and to land on the post. And from the post soar into the heavens. And praise God, the draw is still pulling on the inside. I'm still flying. I'm still soaring to the heavenlies. Hallelujah, recognize my day and its message. Hallelujah. Glory to God, I love Him, He's so wonderful. Amen. Oh, by God's grace, you and I. Have got something that the world can't give and the world can't take it away. Amen. I just want to sing that before we leave. Amen. It's burning in my heart. Hallelujah. Well, I got something that the world can't give and the world can't take it away. Well, I got something that the world can't give and the world can't take it away. Well, I've been baptized in Jesus' name and my soul changed when the Holy Ghost came. I got something that the world can't give and the world can't take it away. Well, I got something that the world can't give. Amen. Glory. The world can't give and the world can't take it away. Well, I've been baptized in Jesus.
Well, I got something that the world can't give, and the world can't take it away. Well, I've been baptized in Jesus' name, and my soul changed when the Holy Ghost came. I got something that the world can't give, and the world can't take it away. Amen. Thank God there's nobody can take it away. Nothing in the world can take it away. Praise God, we're anchored. Hallelujah, anchored in the rock. Hallelujah, I love Him. Amen. It's just so sweet to know you're born again. Oh, yes it is. It's sweet. It's so wonderful. I'm born again. Free from sin. Amen. Happy night and day. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I'm born again. I'm free from sin. I'm happy night and day. Oh, yes, it makes me shout. And there's no doubt. I know I'm born again. Oh, yes, I'm born again. I'm free from sin. I'm happy night and day. Amen. We said, well, you're awful noisy. It's all right. Heaven's going to be a noisy place, Brother Bram said. Amen. Ain't much of a singer, but just make a joyful noise in the Lord. Amen. Glory. Are you happy? Amen. Glory. You are blessed people. Amen. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears they hear. Oh, you're blessed people. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Amen. Oh, my. I'm happy. One more song. We're a happy people. Amen. We're a happy people. Yes, we are. We're a happy people. Yes, we are. Been baptized in Jesus' name. Had a soul changed when the Holy Ghost came. We're a happy people. Yes, we are. Oh, we're a happy people, yes we are. We're a happy people, yes we are. Been baptized in Jesus' name, had a soul changed when the Holy Ghost came. Amen. Hey. Oh, we're a happy people, yes we are. We're a happy people, yes we are. Baptized in Jesus' name, had a soul change when the Holy Ghost came. We're a happy people, yes we are. Amen. Glory. Oh my, I might look crazy, but I don't care. Amen. Just as long as I'm serving God and He's living. Amen in me. Oh, I love Him. Let us bow our heads. Precious Lord, we're just so thankful for the word You give us tonight and so appreciative of this day. It's such a blessing, Lord, to know that by the grace of God, that You give us a little place to gather in, Lord, out of the weather, and Lord, a little place to come in and sit under the Word of God. And above all, Lord, to give us the pure, unadulterated Word of God. That, Lord Jesus, it feeds our very soul. And Lord, as we receive it, we become more like it. Lord, it's such a part of our life. It's our everything. And Lord, we ask that You'd make it more of our everything. And Lord, forgive us of our short places. Anything, Lord, that isn't like You. Any actions, any thoughts, anything at all that wouldn't be like You. We ask You forgive us. Just, Lord, continue to feed us. Feed us the revelation of Thy Word. And Lord, move in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. That, Lord, knowing that You predestinated a people to be conformed to the image of Your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, only by You and through You that can ever take place. And Lord, we're just so thankful, though, that by the grace of God, we can see we're counted worthy to be in that great economy of God, to where you'll live through a people and act through a people. And we pray, Lord, for the little bride all over the world. Wherever she's at, Lord, whatever corner she may be in, maybe on the top of the mountain, maybe over in the valley somewhere. But Lord, we pray that you'll bless her. Lord, and may one day we gather just beyond the river, oh God. Oh Lord, and may there be a great reunion time. How we're looking forward to it, Lord Jesus. Lord, we're tired of this old life. There's nothing in this world we want. We're in this world. We're not of it. Oh God, the world is crucified to me and I am crucified to it. Lord Jesus, bless us now as we leave this little place. Bring us back the next appointed time if you tarry, Lord. And oh God, and just make a way that we can be here, Lord, to worship you, glorify you, and again hear your word. For Lord, we want to be just like you in all things. We ask in your holy precious name, our sweet Jesus. We love you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You really, really love him. Oh my. Are you really, really happy? Really? Are you really happy? Oh my. Your face is the mirror of your soul. Y'all just be woo. Look like old banana mouse, you know. Just smiling away with the presence of the Holy Ghost walking in your life. Amen. With joy in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Timothy. Well, how about that? Amen. That's a surprise to me, too. I'll be there. Amen. God bless you. You're all dismissed. Amen.